Between a shooting at Briarwood Mall and all that is going on in the country right now, it's a busy time for local law enforcement, especially during a turbulent time where we also have an ongoing pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and we're very grateful to be joined by Ann Arbor Police Chief Michael Cox to talk over a number of issues important to our community. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us here at WEMU.
Well, thank you for having me.
First, let's begin. There was a shooting last Friday at Ann Arbor's Briarwood Mall. Where are you in the investigation of that?
It's still ongoing currently right now. I think the important thing for folks to understand is that this was a highly likely an isolated incident, and that could have occurred almost any place. So it wasn't an active shooter situation, but more or less probably a crime of opportunity that just happened to happen in that particular mall that particular day. So,
but you're probably aware that most people instantly thought, uh-oh, here it goes. It's happening in Ann Arbor. Did that was that something that your department dealt with as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, everyone, I think from the time the call first came in, I think the concern was, oh, hopefully this is not an active shooter. And we found out pretty quickly that it was not an active shooter situation. And so we thought it was pretty important to try to get that information out so folks would not be as anxious about what was going on in that community. And then just respond as fast as possible and to make sure everyone is safe.
Is that something, though, that you're dealing with now more frequently, being prepared for a possible active shooter situation as Ann Arbor's police chief?
Yeah, I mean, active shooter situations are something that we have to train for and probably have been training for many years now. This has been going on since Columbine shootings and many other incidents that have happened throughout the country. It's an unfortunate thing that we have to train for, but it is the reality of the business that we're in. And so, you know, like many other things, we do, you know, spend some time and effort trying to practice for the unlikely or hopefully the unlikely scenario of running into those situations.
What can we do as citizens of the community? Do we need to prepare ourselves as well?
Well, I mean, I think there's certainly been a lot of preparation or videos and trainings for citizens just to be aware of their surroundings. You know, run, hide, fight. You've probably heard some of these things in general about people just being aware of their surroundings when they go any place, knowing when the exits are, being cognizant of just what's happening, you know, where they are. And so, yeah, there's certainly quite a few things in general that you should be aware of regarding your surroundings. And by far, that's the most important thing that I would say.
Since this incident happened at Briarwood Mall in Ann Arbor, we have heard stories about people getting locked into bathrooms or doing, I guess, what you just described, run, hide, fight. What exactly does that look like?
Well, I mean, those are scenarios where, you know, if as a citizen, when you come across what you believe is certainly an active shooter or some situation like that, you have choices. The reality is that very rarely are the police currently at the scene, you know, to help you. So until help gets there, what are you going to do as a citizen? And then most people go through the scenario of, well, you know, I could run immediately, try to run away from the scene and get away, hide, try to shelter in place or find hide in place until help comes, or fight and prepare just to do that, to fight for your life and use the surroundings around you to protect yourself if needed.
And going back to the investigation, the shooter is still, I hate to use the word on the loose, but not in custody?
It is under investigation currently, and no one is in custody, yes.
But that's not something, because you think this was not random, that we need to be concerned about, really.
It's concerning any time, a crime of violence happens in Ann Arbor or anywhere. And so I can't say not to be concerned about it in that way, but not to be concerned in the sense that I don't think it's going to be a repeated offense, you know, that's going to happen tomorrow or all over the place as a part of a pattern of behavior.
After the pandemic, after the George Floyd situation, due to a shooting at the mall and everything else going on in the world, Ann Arbor Police Chief Michael Cox, I'm wondering, as a human being, is there any joy in being a police officer these days, or better put, perhaps any satisfaction in being a police officer right now?
Wow, now that's a very deep question. So I'll speak for me personally as opposed to the whole profession. You know, to me, you know, I find joy in, you know, things working the way it's supposed to work, and it has a good outcome. You know, we had a terrible event at the mall just the other day, but yet, you know, we were able to help the victim. Protocols and kicked in place within the mall, so, you know, people were able to be secure. We had help from our neighbors and fellow police officers that showed up, from, you know, our other local partners. That was very helpful. You have to look for the little joys in life regarding, you know, is what you're doing working? Do you have an impact on the people that live here? And, you know, for me, that's actively what I have to do every single day, because there's this, we seem to be living in a world right now where we treat each other as though we're not humans, that we're robots that are perfect, and that everybody is all knowing, you know, then that's not the case. So for me, I just have to look for the little joys of, you know, is it working? Did we do something right? Are we able to help, you know, the citizens that live here, or the people who come into our community? And we are, and we're doing it daily like we always have. And so when I hear a good story, when I hear someone who's happy or pleased with, you know, the services we provide, when you hear, you know, that we potentially saved a life or did save a life in some way, that's what we have to look for, the joys in success, the ones that are around us, even though we might not hear about it too often. Hopefully it'll be a day here soon where people understand that this is a job where, for the most part, the people take it because they truly want to help people. This is a job where once you've done it, it's kind of a calling, that once you've been out there helping people and you realize the importance of it, and you feel as though this is not only honorable work, but it is good work for humanity in general. And so to go through all of this stuff and sometimes have to second guess yourself about the profession you're in, it can be tough. But you have to remember, you know, what did you sign up for and why are you here? And maybe we're not here to get the glory or the claim and credit of stuff, but you have to just show up every day and then hope that you can help. Right? And when you do, you have to appreciate it. So that's where I try to get my joys from, the success that we do have, from the appreciation that we do get from helping people.
Overall, how's the morale of the Ann Arbor Police Department? I mean, a lot of this trial focused on good police over bad police, and with the ongoing pandemic and people having mixed reactions on who should be wearing a mask and who shouldn't and who can enforce it and who can't, that's got to be difficult for your department members.
It is difficult. It is difficult for the, you know, the men and women that work here in a lot of ways, because it's like a yo-yo effect. You know, we're asked to enforce, we're asked not to enforce, we're asked to be all things for all people, and at the same time to be nothing for others. And so there is a bit of a yo-yo effect, and there's no doubt it has an impact on morale. You know, but we're doing what we can to, you know, make sure that they understand, you know, the purpose and why we're here, and to help folks like I just talked about, and to serve the community in which we live and work here. And so, you know, it is a tough time in general. There's no doubt about that. But hopefully this too shall pass, and hopefully we'll get to a point when people start to talk about and have some real discussions on, you know, as society expects different things from police, as police expect different things from ourselves, how can we get there? What's the road to success? You know, and can we have true conversation around that? And I don't feel as though those conversations are currently happening, and I guess there's a lot of reasons why, and I understand some of that. But when we do start to have those conversations, I think I'll feel a lot more hopeful and better about a lot of things.
And I, Lisa Berry, look forward to having that conversation with you, Ann Arbor Police Chief Michael Cox, and we can share it here with our WEMU listeners. Thank you so much for your time. Sending peace and safety to you and your entire department and this entire community. And we really appreciate you talking to us here on WEMU.
Well, thank you for having me today.